Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NFL last night, Nick Folk kicked a 51-yard field goal as time expired, and Cam Newton and the Patriots rallied to beat the winless Jets 30-27 and a four-game losing streak. Newton had two touchdown runs, and the second tied it at 27 with 1 minute 57 seconds remaining, erasing a 10-point fourth-quarter deficit. The Jets dropped to 0-9 for the first time in franchise history. In NFL news, the Patriots won't be allowed to have fans at any home games this season at Gillette Stadium. Team officials say an executive order from Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker prohibiting large capacity venues from opening to the public in light of COVID-19 will remain in force for the remainder of the 2020 NFL season and the pro soccer season. In college sports news, Syracuse men's basketball coach Jim Boeheim is being sued over a fatal accident he was involved in nearly 2 years ago. According to Syracuse.com, the family of Jorge Jimenez alleged the coach's actions were negligent. Jimenez was struck and killed by an SUV driven by Boeheim in early 2019 after he had exited a disabled car. Boeheim hit Jimenez while swerving to avoid the car. Police found Boeheim was not reckless and did not charge him. And the D3 Liberty League and New England Collegiate Conference have both canceled their winter sports competitions and championships due to the pandemic. Sports impacted in the Liberty League, which includes schools like RPI, Union College, and Skidmore College, are men's and women's basketball, squash, swimming and diving, and indoor track and field. Meanwhile, New York officials are giving conflicting signals on whether certain high school sports will be allowed this winter. Yesterday, the state's budget director, Robert Mujica, said the State Department of Health is still looking at the numbers, but it wasn't looking good for a winter sports season. Later in the day, however, the New York State Public High School Athletic Association said low to moderate risk sports like bowling, gymnastics, indoor track and field, skiing, and swimming and diving are permitted to be played starting November 30th. I'm Jesse King.